You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
This is the strategy to help you make more money in Trump's second administration. I'm going to walk you through what his first 100-day in office could bring in terms of tax law changes. Even you may have zero clue about them right now. And you might be thinking, who am I to talk about this? I'm Palmy, the other half of the Kitty Sisters. Over the last 6 years, we've helped our investors save over $93 million in taxes through our investment firm.
Hello, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together, we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Taxes might not sound sexy to most people, but when you're saving nearly $100 million, they look pretty darn attractive. So here are the 7 key proposed tax changes. Proposed tax law number 1, the cookie jar savings. What's that? Imagine this, you've got a jar of cookie, and every time you put in 10 cookies, you get to pull 2 out for free. A sweet deal, right? That's basically how the current pass-through business deduction works. Real estate investors, they get to deduct 20% of their qualified business income, and it's a massive, collectively $47 billion savings machine every single year. Make sense so far? Yes? We're kicking things off with this one because it's a big deal. But here's the thing, the pass-through business deduction is set to expire December 31st, 2025. So what does this mean for your investment? Let's break it down. Say you own a multifamily property pulling in $500,000 in qualified business income. Right now, under Section 199A, you can deduct $100,000 straight off the top. But if Congress doesn't step in, that deduction is gone by end of 2025. The new proposal aims to extend it, but there's 2 major changes. Lower income limits. The threshold will be dropped from $364,200 to $250,000 for single filers. Stricter REITs qualification. Real estate investment trust would have to meet tougher criteria to qualify. But before you start reshuffling your portfolio, there's more to this puzzle. Let's dive into the next major change. Proposed tax law number 2, the treasure chest rule. All right, let's talk about what might be the biggest guaranteed change for real estate investors, what I call the treasure chest rule. Imagine this, you've got a family trust, a treasure chest. Right now you can stuff in $13.9 million in assets into this treasure chest. And when you pass away, your heirs get to get it tax-free. Sounds pretty darn great right now, right? But here's the problem. New rules could shrink the chest down to only fit $6.2 million in treasures, meaning anything beyond that could be hit with a hefty tax bill. Under current law, your entire portfolio would pass through to your heir tax-free. But if this change goes through in 2026, nearly $7 million of that wealth could be slapped with a 40% estate tax. Let that sink in. That's a $2.8 million hit, not exactly pocket change, right? Now here's the twist. The new proposal aims to keep the higher exemption, but there's a catch. Properties would be valued at current market rates instead of getting the step-up basis at death. This means that your heirs could be on the hook for a lot more in taxes than you might be thinking. So now let's dive into the next proposed tax law. Proposed tax law number 3, the piggy bank problem. So let's talk about what I call the piggy bank problem. Imagine this, you do a bunch of shores and you save up a bunch of coins. You want to stash them away in your piggy bank, but there's a rule. You can only put in 10 coins in each year, no matter how much you've saved. So if you've got 130 coins, you're stuck losing 120 of them. Sounds frustrating, right? That's exactly what's happening with the state and local tax SALT deduction cap. Right now, real estate investors in high tax states can only deduct $10,000 in state and local taxes. So if you're married filing separately, it's just $5,000. Before 2017, the SALT deduction was unlimited, but the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act under Trump's first administration put the brakes on that, capping at $10,000 through 2025. Why does this matter? Let's run the numbers. Say you own properties in New Jersey with $80,000 in property taxes, $50,000 in state income taxes, the total SALT is $130,000. Under the current cap, you're only allowed to deduct $10,000. That means you're losing a whopping $120,000 in deductions. Ouch, right? Here's where it gets interesting. The new proposal suggests either eliminating the cap entirely or raising it to $80,000 or creating a special carve-out for real estate investors. This could be a game changer. Make sense so far? I thought so. This is a perfect segue to the next proposed tax law. Proposed tax law number 4, the recycling game. Here's another way of looking at it. Right now, if you're recycling old toys, you get a new toy every 27 and a half years for a home and 39 years for a bigger commercial building. And if you're really good at recycling, sometimes you even get a bonus toy. In real estate, the term is called depreciation and cost recovery. What does this look like under the current law? 27 and a half year depreciation for residential properties, 39 years depreciation for commercial properties, bonus depreciation at 60% for 2024, phasing out to 20% by 2026, and down to 0% by 2027. According to the Congressional Research Service, these depreciation rules saves real estate investors about $23.4 billion annually. This is a significant savings. Here's how it all shakes out with the new proposed suggestions. Extending the 100% depreciation, more toys, faster, yay to that. Introducing new energy-saving buildings deductions, gets more rewards for being green. Modifying qualified improvement properties rules, better incentives for upgrades. Translation, more opportunities to recover costs faster, boosting your tax savings. Now let's move on to the next major proposal you need to know about. Proposed tax law number 5, the green playground upgrade. Imagine your playground gets a makeover. Brand new swing sets, slides, equipments. Not only does it make it more fun and safe, but it also is better for the planet. Right now, there's programs that can help cover the cost of upgrades, like low water landscaping or recycled material playsets. And here's the thing, the new rules want to amp up these benefits so that more playgrounds, or in this case, properties, can take advantage of those green upgrades. Filing so far? Good. Clean energy tax incentives. What you need to know? Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, real estate investors can already cash in on some serious tax credits for energy-efficient buildings. Right now, you get up to $5 per square foot for energy improvements, additional credits for solar installations, deduction for energy-efficient systems like HVAC, lighting, and insulation. According to the Department of Energy's 2023 report, these incentives have already led to a 47% strike in green buildings upgrades. That's huge, right? But here's where it gets even better. What's on the table with the new proposals? Expanding tax credits for commercial properties, more money for more upgrades, new deductions for retrofitting old buildings, making it easier and cheaper to go green, additional incentives for affordable housing properties, giving investors a reason to invest in sustainable, cost-effective housing. Bottom line, the government wants to make it easier and more profitable to go green. And if you're in real estate, this could mean bigger tax savings, higher property values. Sounds like a win-win, right? But before you start planning your upgrades, let's take a look at the next big opportunity. Proposed tax law number 6, the adventure map extension. Imagine you've got a treasure map and you have until 2026 to find your treasure. But here's the twist. New rules could extend your timeline to 2030, giving you more time to explore and claim the treasure without having to give a chunk of it away in taxes. Sounds good, right? But here's where it gets better. This time around, there's even more guideposts to make sure that everyone's playing by the same rules. Opportunity zones and investment incentives. What's changing? The Qualified Opportunity Zones QOZ programs introduced under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act has been a game changer for investors, pulling over $48 billion since 2018. According to the Economic Innovation Group, right now the program allows investors to defer capital gains taxes until 2026, enjoy tax-free appreciation after a 10-year hold, benefit from basis step-up advantages, reduce taxable gains. But here's the thing, the program expires in 2026, and unless new legislation comes in, those benefits could just vanish. The proposed changes could mean extending the program through 2030, more time to maximize tax advantages, new rules requirements, Uncle Sam wants to know more about your investments, tightened qualification criteria, fewer zones, potential stricter eligibility. But the bottom line, if you've been eyeing opportunity zones, this extension could be your shot to keep building wealth tax efficiently. You following so far? Great. Let's move on to the final proposed tax law we'll cover today. Proposed tax law number 7, international real estate investment changes, the Global Payback Plan. This is a big one. Trump is pushing for the creation of the External Revenue Service, ERS, a brand new agency aiming at collecting tariffs, duties, and all foreign source revenue. His stance, he says, we'll begin charging those who make money off of us with trades. They will start paying finally their fair share. But here's the catch. Nobody knows exactly how the ERS will operate yet. What we do know is that it's likely to overlap current agencies like the Department of Commerce, which already regulates trades, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, which collects tariff revenue. So what does this mean for real estate investors? Higher costs for foreign investors, potential slowing down of international deals, supply chain disruptions, impacting construction and development costs, more compliance headaches with additional layers of tax scrutiny. Guys, whether or not ERS actually gets implemented, it's clear that international real estate investors are going to face major shifts. Let's break down how to prepare your real estate portfolio for 2025. These tax changes aren't just policy tweaks. They are fundamental restructuring of real estate investment economics. Investors who adopted early to the 2017 tax changes saw a 23% higher after-tax returns, according to Goldman Sachs. So what should you be doing right now? Number one, estate planning priorities. Guys, we're not lawyers or CPAs, so please consult your professionals. However, this would be something that we would do. So if your real estate holding exceeds $6 million, right now would be a good time to review estate planning. Consider gifting strategies while higher exemption is still available. Document property valuation now to avoid any surprises later. Number two, structure optimization. Does your current entity structure still make sense? Time to review that, right? Consider reorganizing before corporate tax law changes. Double-check your qualified business income calculations to maximize deductions. Number three, portfolio positioning. Assess your debt levels before your interest deduction changes. Look at your energy-efficient upgrades opportunities to capitalize on tax credits. Take advantage of opportunity zones while the benefits are still in play. Here's the deal. The window for optimal restructuring is closing fast. Most investors don't realize how little time they actually have. You're here tuning into this episode, which tells me one thing. You want to make more money and keep more of it. And let's get one thing straight. This isn't about shady loopholes or cutting corners. It's about playing by the rules and winning the game the way the government set it up. When you understand those proposed tax laws and know how to use them to your advantage, you're not just making money. You're keeping more, growing faster, and staying ahead of the game.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.